Thinking Fast and Slow. Introduction to Dual Systems of Thinking.
Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman introduces readers to the foundational concepts of System 1 and System 2, two distinct modes of human cognition that shape our perception, decision-making, and behavior. Kahneman, a distinguished psychologist and Nobel laureate, meticulously examines how these systems interact in our minds, influencing not only how we perceive and respond to the world around us but also how we make choices in various contexts. Through compelling research and insightful analysis, Kahneman illuminates the complex interplay between these cognitive systems, offering profound insights into the mechanisms underlying human thought processes and behavior.
System 1, intuitive and effortless.
System 1 represents the fast, intuitive thinking process characterized by quick judgments and automatic responses. Kahneman illustrates how System 1 operates seamlessly in everyday situations, relying on a vast reservoir of past experiences, learned behaviors, and subconscious associations to navigate familiar environments and make rapid decisions without conscious effort. This system is evolutionarily honed to handle routine tasks efficiently, such as recognizing faces, interpreting facial expressions, understanding simple sentences, and reacting to potential threats swiftly. Kahneman emphasizes that System 1 plays a crucial role in our cognitive toolkit, allowing us to process information rapidly and react to immediate challenges in our environment almost instinctively. System 2, deliberate and analytical. In contrast, System 2 engages in deliberate, analytical thinking when faced with complex problems or situations that require careful consideration. Kahneman explores how System 2 is essential for logical reasoning, critical thinking, and decision-making under uncertainty. Unlike System 1's rapid and automatic processes, System 2 involves conscious mental effort and deliberation. It evaluates evidence, weighs options, and considers long-term consequences before arriving at a decision. Kahneman highlights that while System 2 is invaluable for solving intricate problems and making informed choices, it tends to be more effortful and can sometimes be overridden by the quicker, more intuitive responses of System 1, particularly in situations where immediate judgments are required or cognitive resources are limited.
Cognitive biases and heuristics.
Kahneman delves into the pervasive influence of cognitive biases, systematic deviations from rationality, that profoundly shape our thoughts and decisions. He explores how these biases, such as the anchoring effect and availability heuristic, can lead to predictable errors in judgment across a wide array of contexts, from everyday choices to high-stakes decisions in fields like finance and risk assessment. The anchoring effect, for example, demonstrates how initial information, even if irrelevant, can significantly influence subsequent judgments. Meanwhile, the availability heuristic shows how the ease with which examples or instances come to mind can inflate perceived probabilities or risks. Kahneman's analysis underscores how these mental shortcuts, while often useful for rapid decision-making, can also lead us astray by oversimplifying complex situations or neglecting relevant information.
Loss aversion and prospect theory.
The book examines Kahneman and Tversky's groundbreaking work on loss aversion and prospect theory, which revolutionized our understanding of decision-making processes. Loss aversion highlights how individuals tend to strongly prefer avoiding losses over acquiring equivalent gains, suggesting that the pain of losing is psychologically more powerful than the pleasure of gaining. Prospect theory extends this concept by proposing that people's decisions are influenced not only by potential gains and losses but also by their subjective perception relative to a reference point, such as expectations or previous experiences. These insights challenge traditional economic models that assume humans are rational and solely motivated by maximizing utility. Instead, Kahneman and Tversky's findings reveal the complexity of human behavior, showing how emotions, perceptions of risk, and cognitive biases shape our choices. By shedding light on these psychological factors, the book provides a richer understanding of economic behavior, risk-taking, and public policy, underscoring the importance of accounting for subjective perceptions and emotional responses in decision-making contexts.
The influence of framing.
Kahneman explores the concept of framing, which refers to how information is presented and its significant impact on decision outcomes. He demonstrates that the way information is framed, whether in terms of gains versus losses, percentages versus absolute numbers, or positive versus negative connotations, can profoundly influence decision-making processes. By presenting the same information in different frames, Kahneman illustrates how subtle changes can evoke distinct emotional responses and lead individuals to make divergent choices. For instance, Framing an outcome as a potential gain may elicit a different emotional response and decision compared to framing the same outcome as a potential loss, even if the objective facts remain unchanged. Similarly, presenting information in terms of percentages versus absolute numbers can alter perceptions of risk or benefit, influencing whether individuals perceive an option as favorable or unfavorable. Through his exploration of framing effects, Kahneman highlights the subjective nature of decision-making and the powerful role that context and presentation play in shaping our judgments. These insights underscore the importance of considering how information is framed in communication, policymaking, marketing, and other domains where decision outcomes hinge on influencing perceptions and preferences. Overconfidence and its implications. In Thinking, Fast, and Slow, Kahneman delves into the pervasive phenomenon of overconfidence, wherein individuals tend to exhibit unwarranted faith in their own abilities, knowledge, and predictions. He explores how this cognitive bias can significantly impact decision-making processes across various domains. Overconfidence often leads individuals to underestimate risks, overestimate their chances of success, and disregard alternative viewpoints that may challenge their beliefs. Kahneman illustrates how overconfidence manifests in different contexts, from financial markets and business ventures to personal relationships and political decisions. He explains that overconfident individuals may take excessive risks based on inflated assessments of their capabilities or the likelihood of positive outcomes. This can result in suboptimal choices, missed opportunities, and unforeseen consequences. Moreover, Kahneman discusses the psychological mechanisms underlying overconfidence, such as the illusion of control and confirmation bias. The illusion of control leads individuals to believe they have more influence over outcomes than they actually do, while confirmation bias predisposes them to seek information that confirms their existing beliefs while ignoring contradictory evidence. By examining the implications of overconfidence, Kahneman underscores the importance of humility, self-awareness, and critical thinking in decision-making processes. He advocates for methods that encourage individuals to challenge their assumptions, seek diverse perspectives, and carefully evaluate the validity of their judgments. Recognizing and mitigating the effects of overconfidence, Kahneman suggests, can lead to more informed decisions and better outcomes in both personal and professional spheres. Practical applications and personal anecdotes. Throughout Thinking, Fast, and Slow, Kahneman enriches his analysis with personal anecdotes and vivid examples drawn from his extensive research career. These stories not only elucidate the concepts of cognitive psychology but also vividly illustrate their practical implications in real-world contexts. Kahneman's anecdotes span a wide range of fields, from finance and economics to medicine and organizational behavior, offering insights into the complexities and challenges of decision-making processes. For instance, Kahneman shares anecdotes about his work with professionals in financial markets, where cognitive biases like the anchoring effect and overconfidence can influence investment decisions with significant financial implications. He explores how understanding these biases can help investors make more rational and informed choices, mitigating the risks of market fluctuations and speculative bubbles. In medical diagnosis, Kahneman discusses how cognitive biases such as the availability heuristic can impact clinical judgments. By sharing examples from medical practice, he illustrates how doctors may overemphasize recent cases or high-profile illnesses when diagnosing patients, potentially leading to misdiagnosis or delayed treatment. Moreover, Kahneman's personal anecdotes shed light on the challenges of decision-making in organizational settings, where biases like groupthink or escalation of commitment can affect strategic planning and operational decisions. By recounting real-life scenarios, he demonstrates how cognitive psychology can provide valuable insights into improving decision-making processes, fostering innovation, and achieving better outcomes. Overall, Kahneman's use of personal anecdotes not only makes complex psychological concepts accessible but also underscores their relevance and practical utility in addressing real-world challenges. His stories serve to humanize the scientific exploration of decision-making, offering readers a compelling narrative that bridges theory with everyday experience and professional practice. Regression to the mean. Kahneman delves into the concept of regression to the mean, a statistical phenomenon where extreme outcomes are typically followed by more moderate outcomes over time. He illustrates how this principle applies across various domains, from sports performance and educational achievement to economic trends and medical outcomes. By analyzing real-world examples, Kahneman demonstrates how failure to recognize regression to the mean can lead to misinterpretations and misguided decisions. For instance, in healthcare, a patient experiencing an unusually severe symptom might naturally experience a less severe symptom in subsequent measurements, regardless of any intervention. Failing to attribute this regression to the mean might erroneously suggest the effectiveness of a treatment or intervention. Moreover, Kahneman explains how misunderstanding regression to the mean can impact policy decisions and management practices. In education, for example, schools or teachers praised for exceptional performance one year may see their results regress towards average performance in subsequent years, influenced more by statistical fluctuations than sustained improvement or decline. By highlighting the implications of regression to the mean, Kahneman underscores the importance of careful statistical analysis and a nuanced understanding of data trends in decision-making. Recognizing and accounting for this phenomenon can lead to more accurate assessments of performance, better resource allocation, and informed judgments in various fields, ultimately contributing to more effective strategies and policies. Experiencing self versus remembering self. Central to Kahneman's exploration in thinking, fast and slow is the distinction between the experiencing self and the remembering self. The experiencing self refers to our immediate, in-the-moment awareness and assessment of ongoing experiences. It evaluates the quality of our daily interactions, sensations, and emotional states as they occur. In contrast, the remembering self constructs narratives based on significant moments, peak experiences, and overall impressions from our past. This self is responsible for creating memories and retrospective evaluations of our lives. Kahneman explains how these memories are often shaped by peak moments, high points of pleasure or pain, and the endings of experiences, which disproportionately influence our overall recollections. Kahneman's exploration goes beyond mere description to highlight the profound implications of these distinctions. He shows how our memories, influenced by the remembering self, play a crucial role in guiding our future decisions and behaviors. For instance, decisions about whether to repeat a past experience, such as visiting a restaurant or choosing a vacation destination, are often based on the remembered emotional tone rather than the total sum of our daily experiences. Moreover, Kahneman discusses how the experiencing self and the remembering self can diverge in their assessments of happiness and satisfaction. While the experiencing self might endure discomfort or boredom in the present moment, the remembering self may prioritize the overall narrative of past events, emphasizing moments of joy and fulfillment. By understanding these cognitive processes, Kahneman provides insights into how individuals can make more informed decisions about their future experiences and well-being. He suggests that cultivating awareness of both the experiencing self and the remembering self can lead to greater fulfillment and more thoughtful choices, ultimately contributing to a more balanced and satisfying life. Implications for decision-making. Kahneman concludes thinking fast and slow by reflecting on the profound implications of his research for improving decision-making in diverse fields, ranging from public policy and education to personal well-being. He emphasizes the critical importance of recognizing and understanding cognitive biases, which he argues are pervasive and often lead to systematic errors in judgment. By becoming aware of biases such as the anchoring effect, availability heuristic, and overconfidence, decision-makers can better mitigate their influence and make more rational choices. Kahneman suggests that this awareness is crucial not only for individuals but also for organizations and policymakers who shape broader societal outcomes. Furthermore, Kahneman advocates for the active engagement of System 2 thinking, the deliberate, analytical mode of thought, especially in situations where complex decisions are required. System 2 thinking involves effortful mental processes such as logical reasoning, careful evaluation of evidence, and consideration of long-term consequences. By encouraging individuals to pause, reflect, and apply systematic thinking approaches, Kahneman argues that we can reduce the impact of impulsive, System 1-driven decisions that may be biased or suboptimal. Moreover, Kahneman stresses the importance of fostering environments that promote critical analysis and informed choices. This includes creating decision-making frameworks that incorporate diverse perspectives, encourage debate and dissent, and prioritize evidence-based practices. By cultivating such environments in education, governance, and organizational settings, Kahneman suggests that societies can better navigate complex challenges and achieve more effective outcomes. In summary, Kahneman's reflections underscore a call to action for individuals and institutions alike to embrace a more mindful approach to decision-making. By acknowledging the limitations of our cognitive processes, actively engaging our analytical capabilities, and fostering environments that support rational deliberation, we can enhance our ability to make sound decisions that lead to positive personal, organizational, and societal outcomes. Conclusion: Insights into Human Cognition. In summary, Thinking, Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman offers readers a thought-provoking journey into the intricacies of human cognition, decision-making processes, and the pervasive biases that shape our perceptions and judgments. Kahneman's exploration, rooted in rigorous research and enriched by compelling storytelling, provides profound insights that resonate across diverse facets of life. The book challenges readers to reconsider how they perceive their own thinking processes through the lens of System 1 and System 2. By highlighting the strengths and limitations of these dual systems, Kahneman invites reflection on how intuitive, automatic judgments often guide our daily decisions, while deliberate, analytical thinking is crucial for navigating complex challenges. Through vivid examples and psychological experiments, Kahneman illuminates the impact of cognitive biases such as the anchoring effect, availability heuristic, and overconfidence bias. These insights not only deepen our understanding of why humans tend to deviate from rationality but also offer practical strategies for mitigating these biases in personal and professional decision-making. Moreover, Kahneman's discussion of concepts like loss aversion, prospect theory, and the influence of framing expands our awareness of how psychological factors influence economic behavior, risk assessment, and policymaking. By examining these phenomena, Kahneman equips readers with tools to critically evaluate information, recognize subjective influences, and make more informed choices in various domains. In conclusion, Thinking, Fast and Slow is not merely a book about cognitive psychology, it is a guide to understanding oneself and others more deeply. By integrating empirical research with real-world applications, Kahneman empowers readers to navigate the complexities of decision-making with greater awareness and effectiveness. Ultimately, the book encourages a proactive approach to improving decision outcomes by embracing thoughtful analysis, embracing System 2 thinking, and fostering environments that support rational deliberation and learning from experience.